the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities. Podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
Humankind is simply materialized color operating on the 49th vibration.
Phil Gray, this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, and I wish my listeners everywhere the very best of luck as we face the most difficult times. We're into about day 5 here in New Zealand of a compulsory 4-week lockdown. Fortunately, I have planned ahead. I've got a few Retrospect episodes in the can as spares, and I have a small home recording studio away from Free FM where the show's usually produced, so it's my intention to keep episodes coming your way. And I hope they provide some amusement and entertainment. In fact, particularly last week's pandemic episode of Retrospect. But this is episode 408. We got it underway with a track you'll know well, Purple Haze, off a compilation called A Fistful of Fuzz, a 1998 compilation. It was also the A-side of a 45, credited to John Doe and the Acetates. However, the band, nobody knows who they really were. That name was given to the band by the guys that put together that Fistful of Fuzz compilation. So we have a theme for this episode. The clue is in that first song. No, it's not Hendrix songs. We are looking at 60s garage acetates. So what is an acetate? Well, it's a type of gramophone record used widely from the 30s through probably to the end of the 1950s. Limited use since then. Also known as a lacquer, or a test acetate, or sometimes a dub plate, particularly in Jamaican culture. So unlike a normal record, which is formed by compressing a lump of plastic, an acetate is recorded using a recording lathe. They have a temporary life, they only really last a certain number of plays. But in the 60s garage rock realm, acetates are discs made either as test pressings for potential release that may or may not have then been released or re-recorded and released, so they could have been pressed for listening purposes, assessment by a record label, or vanity pressings, in fact. So a bunch of reasons why they're produced, but this episode is packed full of ultra rare and obscure acetate recordings, some of them we don't even know who the band were. So let's get back into it. An acetate out of the UK, 1966 recording, laid down in the Hollock and Taylor Studios in Birmingham, UK. It's off a compilation called Return of the Amphetamine Generation. The band is Psychotic Reaction, the track Be My Girl. Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast.
Why should I
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. We are looking at 60s Garage Acetates. UK's Psychotic Reaction, top of the set with Be My Girl. Then the Half Beats, an Acetate 45 recorded in the States on International Recording Company, probably recorded in Chicago. Written by a guy called Rick Salabas. Suppressed, as I said, by International Recording Company there on West Division Street in Chicago. So the band, the Half Beats, the track called Should I? And then wrapping the set, a track called Blue Jean Man. This is off a fantastic compilation of acetates called Get Off My Back, unissued 60s garage acetates. Blue Jean Man, name of the track. The band, however, is unknown. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Here's a 45 released in 1966, a mono promo disc on Damon Records, the A side of the 66 45 called She's So Satisfying. This is The Apparitions.
Been run around with some other man. I said, hey, Joe, what you my woman, that's what I'll do. And I get out, shoot them both before I'm through.
Charlotte, North Carolina, loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
Examples of 60s garage acetates. The Apparitions' top of the set with She's So Satisfying. Then probably the most well-known song in 60s garage, Hey Joe. Claimed by Tim Rose to be a traditional song, Dino Valenti is also listed as a songwriter on some releases. The song was registered for copyright in 1962 in the States by Billy Roberts, a California folk musician. Scottish singer Len Partridge claimed that he helped write the song. He potentially drew inspiration from an earlier song called Baby Please Don't Go to Town. There's also Carl Smith's American hit from 1953, country music hit, written by Bordelot Bryant. So the origins of the song, a little confused, but wonderful garage standard, Hey Joe, as performed by The Hair and After. Then finally, a band called The Haze, 7-inch acetate, 3 tracks on it. We took She Won't Come Back. That was from Edgewood Studios. It appeared on Get Off My Back, unissued 60s Garage Acetates Volume 1. Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
Well, here is another unknown garage acetate. We know the song was called Tiger Girl. From 1967, out of the UK, it's another track off the Dig the Fuzz Records compilation called Return of the Amphetamine Generation.
Tiger Girl, I want you. Tiger Girl, I need you. I want you, girl, to hold you. I want you, girl, to love you. Thank you, girl, for the window pane. Thank you, girl, for heaven's rain. I don't mind, the sun don't shine. The sun don't shine, but I don't mind.
Really understood.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Unknown Band topped that set with Tiger Girl out of the UK. Then we had the Mersey Men. Now there's at least two bands called the Mersey Men. There's a band out of Salem, Ohio. They had a couple of 45s. 1965, I Can Tell, backed with Miss Anne. 1966, Take a Heart with Hey Little One. There was also a Mersey Men out of California who had a track called One More Chance. This band, the Mersey Men, the track we had, Leave That Woman Alone. So whether they're the band from Ohio, the band from California, or an entirely different band, I do not know. Wrapping the set, The Others, a track called I Love You So. And I don't have information about this band, or even where they came from.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio.
Oh, yeah!
I'm here to preach the gospel as simply, as urgently as I possibly can, because I believe that the world is heading toward a rendezvous with catastrophe unless we turn to God.
Here's one off the fantastic Norton Records comp, You Tore My Brain. The song's called I Won't Play Your Game. This is another unknown band. Video of this one up on our Facebook page.
I see you run back to me, tear drops in your eyes. I see you come back to me, no surprise, 'cause I knew you would. Yeah, I knew you couldn't go on without me. Knew you'd be back all about me. I got news for you, I won't play your game.
I won't play your game.
I won't play your game. You don't miss twice before you run off laughing, come back crying. You run off twice before you come back cheating, crawling line. But I'm ready this time.
Yeah, I'm ready this time.
I'm ready for that line you've given me. Yeah, say you love you and never leave me. I've got news for you. I won't play a game. I won't play a game. You, it's just a game, man. Don't mean a thing. You've won the times before, but the table's turned the other way. 'Cause I'm ready this time.
Yeah,
I'm ready for that line you've given me. You say you love, you'll never leave me. But I've got news for you, I won't play a game. I won't play a game.
You don't get much worse. I didn't like it.
Richard.
Bye.
And there's a band out of Chicago, James Street Overpass. You Tore My Brain is the name of the song, gave its title to the wonderful You Tore My Brain compilation of 60s garage acetates.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Well, a track now from the wonderful Norton Records compilation, Train to Nowhere, unissued 60s Garage Acetates, Volume 3. This is The Wombats with Please Come On.
Days, 326 hours. Every second that your family could be exposed to radiation after a nuclear attack. Radiation that kills.
To survive, a fallout shelter is a necessity. Equipment and supplies are essential.
Now, Survive All Shelters, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, offers a basic equipment kit with
a Conelrad high-powered radio, transistor-operated for long battery life.
A complete, fully stocked first aid kit.
A heavy-duty fire extinguisher, emergency water containers, a chemical toilet for protection against contamination and disease.
Extra-strength Saran and Rayon bunks.
A radiation meter and individual dosimeters.
For protection every second of each hour of every day. See a survive-all shelter now.
Let me stand next to your fire. 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 Move over, Rover. Let Jimmy take over. You know what I'm talking about. We'll be right back.
everywhere from the corner drugstore to the barber shop. And if you find obscenity for sale, call it to the attention of the owner. Remember, trading in stores that sell salacious material supports the obscenity racketeer.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
We had the Wombat stop of the set with Please Come On, then a band called The Vampires, a cover of Fire, and thirdly in the set, The Whereabouts, very cool cover of Gloria. Now that last track taken from fascinating compilation, one I recently got hold of, it's called G45 Unwaxed, unreleased 60s garage cuts from acetate. This is a compilation put together by a guy known as BossHoss66, I'm sure he's got a YouTube channel. He's pulled together various FLAC files, MP3s, scanned labels, but most importantly done some fantastic remastering on a bunch of material he had, put it out on this unauthorized, let's say bootleg compilation, came out 2008, called G45 Unwaxed, double CD, great stuff on that, including that track, The Whereabouts with Gloria. Well, that wraps this episode of Retrospect. Little light on information because there's not information about a lot of this music, but I hope you've enjoyed it. Your feedback's very welcome. Just look for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Facebook or Instagram. You can message me through the Facebook. Each week, I put a link to the podcast there with the full track listing as well. So follow us on those channels. Stay in touch through these difficult times. I'm going to try and keep a show coming out every week for you and share them with your friends. So we're going out with a track this week from a band called The Invictors. This is another one off the You Tore My Brain compilation released 2011, The Invictors with Watusi. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
A boy, anything with, you know, literature. It's all right with you.
Okay, go on. Okay, you ready? Okay, here we go. Wait, where's the waiter? I like the waiter over here. Give me the waiter. I want a waiter. Give me a bottle of beer. Okay, now everybody, you get ready.
Then we're going to give you a real wild song called 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Yeah,
we want everybody to get ready out there to jump around. Bounce your head 4 or 5 times. Roll around the floor and do anything you want to do. But you do it, you hear?
With Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It's a tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.